Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ryan Dres. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Garland. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Durham reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clayton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson bunts towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Clayton moves to second. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clayton moves to third. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel bunts towards third. Valentin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Valentin. Vizquel moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to third. One out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tomy takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ordonez moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman has Ordonez trapped. There's the throw to Diaz and back to Freeman, who tags Ordonez for the out. Canseco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Clayton moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Clayton scores. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Valentin. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Fryman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel tags and scores. Alomar tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Alan Embry now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Sean Lowe now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up towards first. Tomy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rodriguez now pitching. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Johnson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clayton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Clayton reaches second base with a double. Tony Graffanino pinch hits for Mark Johnson. David Risk now pitching. Jeff Leifer pinch hits for Tony Graffanino. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Leifer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Leifer reaches second base with a double. Clayton scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Josh Paul pinch runs for Jeff Leifer. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rincon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Danis Baez now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ordonez strikes out. There goes Paul. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Valentin. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Paul now catching. Bill Pulsifer now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks, Thome hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Kip Wells now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Paul for a passed ball. Thome moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing left field. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Baez covering, for the out. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton bunts towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to second. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to third. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar is walked intentionally. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Paul and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Thome is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clayton for the out. 1 out. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.